Look over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This whole service we started in a different gear, and we'll end it in a different gear. That okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved today. And as a child of God, as somebody that's saved, and I'm not preaching this morning. Just let me give you a few little thoughts here. We pondered on this week about the matter of hope. These testimonies today, really, they're, and the song service has really been about hope. Brother Tim, when he was teaching this morning, talked about the wiles and devices of the devil and that tactic he uses of despair, the feeling of helplessness, of hopelessness, surely is real. Brother Tim was focusing in primarily today on even when you feel that way, you still have hope. You still have hope. Even when you feel hopeless, feel helpless, you still, if you're saved, you have hope, and you gotta reaffirm that hope in your heart. You gotta let that hope remain in you. And 2 Thessalonians 2:16, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, not nobody else, not Moses, not Abraham, not the other great heroes of the faith, not Pastor Jeff and not Calvary Baptist Tabernacle, our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
And God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation. And here's the phrase, and good hope. Through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. I'm glad I've got hope today. I'm glad I've got hope today. Not hope that the world has. Hope to the world today is a wish or a whim. Hope to the world today is flipping coins, is 50-50, how it's going to turn out. That's not the hope that Paul speaks of here that we have from our Savior and our Heavenly Father that had loved us. They have given us through grace hope. Hope, that anticipation and expectation. But Tim, here's the words you settled in on this morning. That word hope literally means confidence. That we have a confidence through grace that establishes our heart. That gives us rest and gives us peace no matter what we've been through this week, no matter what news the doctor has given, no matter what the outcome would seem to be in the world that we live in, we are people that God has given hope to.
Amen.
Thankful for the hope that I have. Amen. I'm thankful for that. In the Word of God, you'll find here that it's described as good hope. I'm glad that it's good. You'll find Peter described it in 1 Peter 1:3 as lively hope. Amen. That is, it's living. It's not a dead hope. It's not a hope that's on life support. It's not a hope that, amen, is sickly or diseased. It's a lively hope, amen, that lives, and not just lives, it ever lives. It's good. It's lively. It's an eternal hope, Paul said in Titus 3:7. Amen. In Titus 2:13, he called it, Brother A.L., a blessed hope, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We do have hope, good hope, lively hope, eternal hope, and blessed hope. Amen. We've got hope on the inside. Amen. We have hope for today, hope for tomorrow, hope for eternity. Amen. Hope that lives within our bosom. I think about this, that at in 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 1, here's what Paul said. Amen. He said here, God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Which is our hope. Brother A.L., that just simply tells us the saved have hope now in Jesus Christ. He is our life, but He is our hope. Amen. We're not hoping in the government today. Amen. You're brain dead if you're hoping in Biden and Harris and Amen. The liberals and the progressives and the politicians, amen, no matter what letter they have after their name today, amen, if you're hoping in that outfit, you're hoping in something that's going to leave you down. Amen. We're not hoping in, amen, the world powers and all of them getting on the same page. Amen. We're not hoping in a job. We're not hoping in an economy. We're not hoping, amen, in a stock market. We're not hoping in interest rates. Amen. We're not hoping in the fact that there won't be a food shortage. We're not hoping, amen, in these things. If you're saved, amen, your hope goes beyond all of that. Jesus is our hope. Amen. I'm glad I've got, no wonder it's good hope. Amen. No wonder it's lively hope. No wonder it's eternal hope. No wonder it's blessed hope. If your hope is in Jesus, it couldn't be anything else. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm glad I've got hope today. Amen. I've got hope. Amen. In Jesus. Hope in Jesus is saved. Have hope of eternal life. Amen. Again, that's not we're flipping coins. That's not the same as some religious circles or the world would say today. And I'm hoping in the end everything will be all right. Oh no, the hope I've got of eternal life is a confidence. It's an anticipation. Amen. It's what I'm expecting. Amen. In the end, guess what I'm going to have? Eternal life. How do you know that? Because I've already got it. Amen. I mean, it's as good as already mine. I've already got it. I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Yeah, this very moment, I have the hope of eternal life. Amen. The hope of eternal life. Amen. Again, Peter, amen, talking about this eternal life as a lively hope. Amen. A lively hope, alive, living. Amen. Hope that is lively is hope that is never dying. Never dying. Hope that never dies. Amen. We have this as our hope. Amen. The saved have hope of eternal life. Amen. May I say the saved have hope that is laid up in heaven. Our hope goes beyond anything or anyone in this world. Amen. It's in Jesus that is a person. And Brother Larry, we understand that Paul, amen, said that we have hope laid up in heaven. Amen. I believe my verse is in Colossians. Amen. Chapter number 1 and verse number 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Amen. We have hope laid up in heaven. Amen. A place wherein moth, amen, moth does not eat and rust is not corrupt and thieves cannot break in and steal. Amen. A hope that is in a good place, more secure than Fort Knox. Amen. More secure than my friend York. Amen. Cellar basement in time of storm. Amen. We have hope laid up in heaven. Amen. And it is hope for us. Amen. It ain't hope for the world. It ain't hope for the heathen. It ain't hope for those on the honky-tonk floors last night. Amen. It is hope for you and for me. Amen. Laid up in heaven. Amen. Secure and steadfast, and it ain't going to fail. Here's what Paul said. If we have hope in this life only, we are of all men most miserable. Amen. But he went on to say, I reckon the sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared to the glory that awaits the child of God on the other side. Amen. I'm glad we've got hope. Amen. Hope today. Amen. Preacher, my heart's busted open, but you still got hope. Amen. An anchor of hope that endures. Amen. For every season, through every storm, through every trial. I'm about to preach and ain't even tried. I'm glad we've got hope laid up in heaven. Not just in this world. I got it today. And it propels me on and it keeps me going. Amen. But not hope in this life only. Amen. You say, I got more religion. I got a relationship with Jesus. And He is my hope. And He's got more hope. Amen. Than I can ever dream laid up in glory for me.
Yes, sir.
Got hope today. Got hope today. Amen. I ain't flipping coins, Brother Mike. I ain't enduring this thing unto the end. Amen. To see how it all to go. Amen. I know because the Word of God said it on the other side. Amen. All this hope that I have now. Amen. Trusting in and resting in it and banking on by faith. Amen. One of these days I'm going to see my hope.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you got hope, Paul said, hope making not ashamed. Amen. I tell you why they, amen. Brother Jack, I'm trying to hold the horses, amen, the preaching ponies back, but I'm about to let her go. Amen. I tell you why we got so many, amen, that just Minnie Mouse through their, amen, spiritual life and up and down and yo-yos. Amen. Friend, always defeated and always discouraged. Amen. They forgot the hope that they have. Hope make it not a shame. If you got hope in Jesus, my friend, you got something. Amen. To shout about, testify about, sing about. I've got something to preach about today. I've got something to smile about and my friend rest in. Amen. I'm not ashamed. My friend, I'm not ashamed. Amen. Cause I got a hope on the inside. Amen. This world, buddy, they act like. Amen. We've lost our mind. They just don't understand the hope that we have. Amen. One of these days, and quite very possibly very soon, we're going to see. Amen. First of all, we're going to hear the trump of God.
Yes.
And when we hear the trump of God, Brother Larry, I believe this with all my heart. Everybody that is saved, amen, when the trump of God sounds, they're not going to say, what was that?
Amen.
I believe when it sounds, we're going to immediately go.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I ain't never heard it before. Dear God, hallelujah. I ain't never heard it before. I don't know what it's going to sound like when I hear the trump of God sound. Amen. I'll know it ain't an 18-wheeler going down the road. I know it ain't the band downtown playing. Amen. There'll be something on the inside that says, amen, there it is. When we hear the trump of God sound, we'll look up. There'll be the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Paul said, looking for that blessed hope.
Yes.
Glorious appearing of our great God and Savior.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. You see, we was given a promise of hope. Amen. Yonder back there in the book of Acts with. Amen. The Lord gathered that. Amen. That little band of early believers, about 120 of them. Amen. And he spake to them. Amen. He's trying to encourage their heart. He's laying responsibility upon them for what their task is going to be to carry on his work and his cause. And the Bible said, and as he spake, he began to ascend. Amen. Right before their very eyes. Amen. He began to ascend in the clouds and they watched it. And they watched him and they watched him and they watched him all the way back. Amen. Into the portals of glory all the way back. Amen. Into heaven all the way back. At the right hand of the throne of his heavenly Father.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. The Bible said two men clothed in white came to them and said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up in the glory? And I love what they said. They said, this same Jesus that ye have seen taken up from before you shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. Amen. And since that blessed day, amen, the church has been looking for that blessed hope. Amen. Moses ain't coming to get us. He is not our blessed hope. Abraham is not our hope. Amen. David is great a man as he was after God's own heart. It's not our hope. Amen. We're looking for this same Jesus.
Amen.
Paul said, That is the blessed hope that we're looking for. We got hope today. We got hope today. In a world that is absolutely hopeless. This world, buddy, we're living in, it is a hopeless world. They're pulling their hair out. I've heard them say things this week like, we just don't understand why things are going the way it is. We don't know how. We don't know how to get all the milk back in the carton. We're hearing things like, we just need somebody that can stand and bring everybody together and settle everything down. Amen. You know what they're saying? They're saying, we don't have any hope. We don't even know who to put our hope in. They're saying if we knew somebody, hallelujah. No, week long, I've been saying in my soul, I know somebody who can. I know somebody who can. I know somebody that's coming one day and he's going today and his name is the Prince of Peace. His name is Wonderful. His name is Everlasting Father. He is the great God. He's the great King. He's the one I have hope in today. And when the world is messed it up, amen, he is the one that can put it all back together. And he's going to one day. He's going to one day. In fact, I got to quit. I just feel good about shouting a bit about it all. Say, are you preaching? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just enjoying it right now. Tell you what this world's going to do. And they're this close to it. All week long, they've just been saying, we just need a man to come on the scene. If you know anything about your Bible, this world is going to embrace a man one of these days. They're going to put their hope in a man that they think and that they trust has all the answers. Somebody who can speak great swelling words. It's going to be somebody who can even perform, as it would seem to be, miracles by the power of God. They're going to put their faith in a man the Word of God says is the son of perdition, the Antichrist.
That's right.
They're going to put their hope in him and they're going to rest in him. They're going to expect him and have confidence in him and anticipate that he is the solution to all the problems going on in the world.
Yes, sir.
You know what that man's going to do when it's over? He's going to take their hope. He's going to dash it and he's going to destroy them.
Amen.
And he's going to mess up everything that they hoped that he could fix.
Amen.
He, I mean, buddy, he's going to be an unusual feller. He's going to stand out among all the world's population. And they're going to say, finally. And when they have found the best speaker they can find, when they have found the best politician they can find, when they find the greatest man that they in their mind think that they have found and put their hope in, he is going to wipe them out.
Amen.
About the time he destroys their hope, Jesus Christ is going to come again.
Hallelujah.
The one that crowd has rejected today, that one the world says we're going to put our hope in anything but him, is going to come and reveal himself to be the absolute only true hope this world could ever have. That's Jesus Christ. He's the only one worth putting your hope in. Say, preacher, I've got a lot of things going on. Amen. You better find your hope in Jesus.
Amen.
Your family on the rocks, you better have your hope in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Got despair and fear and trouble going on in your heart, you better get your hope in Jesus.
Amen.
Are you lost and undone and salvation has never been real and personal in your life? You better put your hope in Jesus.
Amen.
We've got hope today. All these testimonies testify the fact we have hope.
Amen.
We have hope. Good hope. Good hope. Brother Jeremy, good hope.
Yes,
that even with what you've been through this week, you got hope.
Amen.
You got hope. Let's stand together. These altars are open. Maybe this morning, maybe you said, "Preach, I was going to testify." Well, you should have been faster about it.
Amen.
All right. And we'll be back tonight. But maybe this morning you just get on the altar and just privately tell the Lord, "Lord, I want to thank you for all you've done for me. I want to thank you for the hope that I have." We've had one of them good services, or just kind of change the whole direction. Say, "You're not going to preach." Amen. I don't know what I just done, but I'm not going to preach Mark 1, okay? Amen. We're just going to have some time with the Lord. Let him seal these truths and these testimonies in our heart. And then we're going to be dismissed. But won't you take a minute this morning and just thank the Lord for what he's done?